Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Apostle Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you stopped by the program today. We have an exciting topic, and I would love everyone to participate in this topic today. And if you would like anyone to come on to the broadcast, this is the phone number to dial in, area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. And all you have to do is hit 1 on your keypad of your phone. If you're on a cell phone, hit 1. And if you're on a landline phone, hit 1. The switchboard I have here will bring you right on automatically. So let's have a few words of prayer. Well, gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. I ask you to move me out of the way and let the Holy Spirit dwell within me to say what you would have me to say, not what I want to say, but what you would have me to say. Oh, God, bless each and every person that have come to this broadcast today. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. Bless their homes, the Heavenly the Father. You made them. You know all about them. So we give you the praise today. We give you the glory. We thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for the topic that will come forth today like never before. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today our topic is, will we be punished for our sins? Will we be punished for our sins? And you know, some of the things that I jotted down was punishment come, and some examples included in this. Punishment come in at least three forms. First, there is a punishment apparent dolls out to a child, which is intended for discipline and correction. Then there is a punishment of natural consequence. If a child touches a hot stove, the experience of being burned generally is sufficient punishment. Finally, there is punishment that is vengeful. When a nation responds to a perceived injustice by sending an army to wipe out a village or the offending state, it is punishment with a vengeance. All three are represented in the pages of the Bible, and all are in response to human sin and rebellion. Thankfully, Scripture teach a false approach to punishment. The Lord Jesus Christ, through his anointing death on the cross, have absolved the punishment we deserve. My. And we have different scriptures we'll be coming from. And I said, will we be punished for our sin? A lot of people ask that, those that's coming into the faith, and some that's in the faith that's not strong, still on milk, but haven't got on to the meat of the scriptures. You know, over in Isaiah 26 and 21, you may write these scriptures down, and you can read them at your leisure. You know, the Lord is coming from heaven to punish the people of the earth for their sin. Here they're talking about the judgment and punishment are promised for all sins. That means you're going to be punished for the sins that you have committed on this side. Over in Isaiah 53 and 8, it say, but who among the people realized that he was dying for their sin, that he was suffering their punishment? He suffered on the cross, you all, for each and every one of us. He went to the cross for every one of our sins. Oh, somebody want to talk, and they put all ones. Let's see what they want to say. Good morning, Charlie.
You are so
you are
right.
On the air.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can.
Well, I want to tell you that you are exactly right, that people will be punished, and they need to repent, and they need to go to God. And I need your help desperately for my son.
Mm-hmm.
My son, Mother's Day is coming up, and I got a hold of the card that he wrote to his mother for Mother's Day, and I don't even know where to begin. I don't know if this is a joke. I don't know if he's just the devil has taken over, but he wrote in there, Happy Mother's Day. You are all that I got. I'm so glad I came from your twat.
How old is this young man?
He is 16 years old. He's my son, and he wrote something very, and I don't know what to do. I mean, what should I say to him about writing these things in a Mother's Day card?
Okay, you could, for first of all, tell him that he should, excuse me, that he should go back, rewrite, tear that one up, and rewrite how he really loved his mother, how he feel about his mother, not how he came here, but express himself really on he loved his mother. He say that's all he have. Well, let your mother know how much she's done for you, how much you care for her, and sit down, have a good heart-to-heart conversation with him, and let him go, take him to the scriptures in the Bible. When the Bible is saying about honor your mother and your father, that thy days may be long upon the land, start going in scripture and pulling out scriptures for him where he can read himself since he's 16 years old, and sit down and explain to him how important it is to be able to have a mother that love you and that will do anything for you. Excuse me, that should be the first step. But get rid of that, what he just wrote, and have him to sit down and really think. Tell him, think. Just don't put what come to his head or he heard somebody else say. Tell him to come from his heart for his mother and what he really want to convey, that she would love him, embrace him more. Do that help? And if I have any callers on the line this morning that would like to help this father with this particular
I like for everyone to call in and help his mother, because what I don't understand why he would write something like that to his mother.
I don't either. And these children now are listening to with peer pressure. They're hearing other children say things, and they're picking up slangs and different things that they hear out in the community. And if he loved his mother that well, he should never have wrote something like that.
That's right. Now, if you appreciate your perspective,
I want you to stay on the line, because I have some mothers on the line. And let's see what some of them have to say, okay? Don't hang up now.
Okay.
Callers, I have a whole switchboard of callers on the line. Would some of y'all mothers that's on the line or grandmothers come on and give some suggestion for this father on what the son wrote for his mother in the Mother's Day card? All righty, I have a mother coming on. Hold on. Okay, mother, you're on. Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, go a little bit louder, because I don't know if he can hear you.
I can hear her.
Okay.
I was listening to the gentleman about his son. We have to pray nowadays for respect. I'm raising a 17-year-old right now, and the main issue in our home is to learn how to respect. This is a heartwarming, hurtful thing for them to use slang toward their mother, what they say among themselves. And I would like to say, when you do talk to him, let him know that the street language is not appropriate to refer back to his mother. His mother is the most precious human being that brought him into this world, and she deserves all the respect that he could render to her. And let him know that if he were to lose his mother through death, he will remember all the disrespectful things that he said and done toward her. Tell him don't send himself through that. Respect and honor goes a long way. And I know the hurt that you're feeling, because you've raised your son to think for himself and to do better. But now is the time I will be praying for you. I will be praying mightily for you every day. And I thank you for coming on this call, for there are a lot of mothers on this call, I'm sure, that understands how you feel. And I will be praying for your strength
I thank you so very, very much. I feel the loving energy, and thank you for building my confidence, because this hurts on both ends. It would hurt my wife, and it would hurts me. It hurts to know that my son has this mentality where he wrote these vulgar, disgusting things for Mother's Day. He wrote, "I'm your little boy, I'm your little nut, I'm so glad you had me and didn't take it up the butt."
Mm.
I mean, what is this?
Mm. If we have any other mothers on here, grandmothers, that would like to share with this gentleman today on this topic, feel free. I'll bring you in.
You sweet mothers, I have a question for you. When you hear such vulgarity, if you received that card, can you tell me how would you react to reading something like that if it came from your child?
Am I allowed to speak?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I got the mic, the thing on for y'all to go ahead and talk. Go ahead.
In the first place, I've raised four sons, and I never allowed disrespect, because what you allow today will continue tomorrow. There has to be some form of discipline for that young man. And as the father, it has to come about a little harsh for him to get the message. If that means taking something away from him that he has, see, I don't know the structure of discipline you have in your home, but it's not too late. It's not too late. Along with saying and letting him know that you mean business, you would not talk to my wife that way.
Right, I should tell him you would not talk to your mother that way, right?
That's right. And she's his mother, but she is your wife. You will not disrespect her. Let him know that disrespect is not going to be tolerated. It sounds like to me, sir, he's gone too far as it is to even bring that in the home. But since he did, we have to deal with it. We can't lay down on this, because you know what? If we let this go, something else worse will come along later. So we will not allow it.
But do you think he's trying to be like funny, and like, how do these words affect his mama?
He's not being funny. He's being disrespectful.
Huh?
That's one word for him. He's very, very disrespectful. So we're going to have to channel that. We're going to go to the Lord about this. Ask the Lord to give you answers as to what to do, how to handle it. And in the natural, you as the father, you're going to have to handle it. You will not bring this into my home.
Yeah, one time he yelled out, he got mad at her because he cut out of school. And from his room, he called his mother a greasy slut. And a greasy slut. I mean,
okay.
I don't know where to go.
What did you do when he said that?
I went to his room and I said, "What was that all about?" And he told me to get the hell out of his room.
And you pay the mortgage or the rent there?
What's that?
You pay the mortgage or the rent there where you live?
Oh, yeah, I pay for his meals. I pay for his mama takes good care of him, too. She makes his meals, and she takes care of him. We stay on top of his grades in school. And I just, you know, maybe this is bigger than me, bigger than what we can handle. I don't know. I mean, I just need.
The Lord never gives us more than we can bear.
That's true.
I want you to remember, the Lord never gives us
anything
more than we can bear.
You have just reminded me, Amy. I needed to hear that. I needed that reminder, and I can't thank you enough. But, you know, I mean, if you were in my shoes, and sat as a mother and sat down my son, or let's say your son, and you read that, how would you address what you read to them?
If that were my son, and I do have a teenager that I'm raising as a grandmother,
mm-hmm.
first of all, he has to know that the fear of the Lord is great. He has to know that respect must be rendered. If he wants respect, he's got to give respect, and that's all the way across the board. I realize that he may be a little bit too old for spanking, but he's not too old to get the hardcore language of, if you're going to continue this, you're going to have to figure out a way to take care of yourself and get out of my home.
Right. Oh,
sure,
it's so emotional.
He doesn't have a clue about this world because he's still young. But we cannot allow to feed the lion and then he eats you tomorrow. You cannot allow it.
I mean, and this is Mother's Day. I mean, what is, you know, Mother's Day out of all days? That's what just rattles me to my core, that he would write something like this in a Mother's Day card.
And remember, the day's topic is, we will be punished. Will we be punished for our sins? Sir, he will be punished. He will be. The day is coming. But
he'll be punished
then,
for what? What will he be punished for?
For being disrespectful, for not honoring his mother and his father. Because this is the word. He will be. And sadly to say, the word never lies to us, so it can be hardcore. His days will be cut short if he doesn't get a reminder from you.
Right.
It has to come from you. So, you know, and I realize that this is a heartfelt situation, that he would have the nerve to say that. But remember, we will be punished for our sins, especially
right.
when there's no repentance.
Mm-hmm.
Love covers a multitude of faults. That's the word. But a repeated sin brings about death. And he must be reminded that he doesn't hate his mother. He just needs to be channeled the right way. And that's your job, sir. Step in and let him know this will not be tolerated in your home.
I love it. I'm writing all this down.
And you're the man of the house. You're the father. So you've got to stand up with your wife, both of you all. Like I tell you, get out of his room. Oh, no, you open the door and say, you don't pay rent here. You don't buy food here. You don't buy clothes. You don't own this room. This is my room. So that means we can come in and out of this room anytime we get ready. But when you think you got enough money to pay for your own room and board, let us know so we can help pack your little stuff and move you to your place. But long as you're under my roof, you're going to be respectful of your mother and your father. And if you feel
mm-hmm.
you're too grown for that, it's time for you to get to stepping, buddy, bro. If there will be no back talking to your mother or me, there will be no slang brought into this house. Whatever you hear your friends say on the outside, you keep it out there with them. But when you cover the seal of this door, whether it's the front door, the back door, the side door, you're going to come in here with respect. And the first time you disrespect your mother or myself, it's going to be a consequence. And you can decide on your wife what the consequence would be. But you got to step forward, the man of that house. You got to step forward and let him know he's not going to come in disrespectful to his mother and to your wife. So you're going to have to get up and fly right. Did anybody else have anything they wanted to give to this gentleman today? We'll I hope that helped you, sir. We haven't heard from you in a long time.
From me?
Yeah, you used to come on, didn't you?
No, I haven't. Yeah, I haven't called in a long, long time. This, like
so that's
I said,
what
I
remember you.
Yeah.
But that's what you do, sir. You let him know you're the man of the house, not him, at 16 years old. He don't even have a job taking care of himself. Y'all doing everything for him. So he's going to have to respect and your wife and his mother.
Yeah, right.
So, anybody else have anything else they want to offer him, and we're going to go on with our broadcast? I hope it was something that helped you.
I'm gonna talk to him and call you back. Are you on again tomorrow at what time tomorrow are you on?
Okay, I didn't put a program on for tomorrow, but we'll just be looking on your Facebook because I have some more for next week. I'll be on.
Oh, next week. Okay. Will it
y'all
be
come on every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I thought you were daily.
Uh-huh. I can do it daily, but right now I've been having some other things I'm doing on different times. So it'll be next Wednesday.
Okay, at 10 o'clock?
I had 10 o'clock my time, and I don't know what time it is on your time, but 10 o'clock my time.
I'm in New York.
Okay.
Well, yeah,
and on with that question, and you step up to the plate. Don't let him run over you and your wife. You speak up and you let him know what's going to be and what's not going to be in that house.
Right.
Yep.
Because what I want to do is I want to talk to my wife, and I don't know if I should I tell her what was in the card or should I just say it was...
Don't tell her what was in the card. Just tear that card up. You talk with him and let him know he got to come to his mother like a loving son, not like a heathen or somebody in the street.
Yes.
Okay. All righty. So we're going to go on talking about will we be punished for our sin? Yes, we will. Over in Romans 3. 23 and 28, you know, the word of God say, for God sent Jesus to take the punishment for our sin. We are made right with God. When we believe that Jesus shed his blood, sacrificed his life for us, you know, those who put their faith in Jesus realize that he bore the ultimate punishment for our sin. Death. When he died, our place. He went to the cross, you all. We just observed the resurrection, and he went to the cross for us. He died on that cross for all of our sin. And would somebody like to talk about this topic before I go on?
Yes. I would like to get some more advice, if that's possible, if another mom could call in.
Okay. Well, she can call in now if she's home. But, you know, you don't want to tell her exactly what he wrote in that on that card. Go to him first and have him to get his mind together, his writing together. Is any of the other callers on the line would like to say something on the topic, will we be punished for our sins? Hallelujah. Over in Revelation 6 and 10 say, O sovereign God, sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long will it be before you judge the people who belong to this world for what they have done to us? I mean, this world going to be judged. Oh, okay, I have a caller. Let me bring this caller on. Caller, you're now on the air. Go ahead. Okay.
Yes, hello. Area can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm here with my son, and he wrote me a card. It was a very nice card, actually, a lovely card. I'd love to read it, if that's okay.
Okay, go ahead.
My name is Miss Dice.
Okay.
Can you hear me, ma'am?
Yeah, we hear you. There's something, some noise in the background, but we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Okay, ma'am. Yes, I have a lovely son. I'm not offended by his cards. I think they're very sweet. He wrote, "Roses are red, violets are blue. I love when you swallow Dad's goo." So he's a silly kid, you know?
Husband was very offended on what he wrote down to you from your son that you love.
You're offended by it?
Not, but you just read and what we heard.
You're offended by it.
Huh? Well, your husband called in, and he said, the topic today we're talking about, will we be punished for our sins? And the things our children do, or we do, we will be punished. You know, when we confess our sins and put our faith and trust in Christ alone for our salvation, God takes away all our guilt, absolutely and completely. But we have to confess, come to God and confess what we've done. You know, for believing in Jesus, all our sin is past, present and future have already been judged on the cross. But as Christians, we will never be condemned unless we repent for our sin. And you know, when you go to the New Testament, it also teaches that God assesses us as we actually are. For example, Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:10, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to receive what is due. That means we all got to go before God for everything that we have done on this side, good or bad.
I suppose you're right. He can be a little fresh because he did write to me, you in another card, you love me when I'm healthy and sick. You love me when I suck daddy's dick. And I think that is just awful.
All right, see, that's what your husband was bringing the attention to. And it's time the husband and his father sit down with y'all and have a talk with him, because that's disrespectful.
You think he's teaching him poorly, right?
Somebody is somewhere is dropping the ball. I'm not saying it's y'all. He may be having peer pressure. He hear things on the outside, so he think he can just bring it home and leave it. But no, tell him that trash go in the trash can, not inside the house. Take all the trash and put it in the trash can, because y'all are not the trash can. Y'all mother and father.
But you know what, ma'am? I have to say I love my son's card. I enjoy that he puts effort in. He's a good child. I enjoy my son's card, truthfully, if I'm being honest with Jesus.
Okay. So you love the things he said that wouldn't sound right to an average mother that love her child?
I think I have to love my son for who he is, yes.
Oh, okay. Let's get back to talking about will we be punished for our sin. And the word of God say, for the wages of sin is death. You'll find that in Romans 6:23. The Bible is very clear. Those who sin earn eternal punishment. The holiness of God is like a consuming fire, and such that the impure can't stand in his presence.
I just think that I see the similarities between my son and his father. I see, you know, forgive me, father, but I see that, you know, they both have larger down there. You know, they both have bigger penises. They both have fresh mouths, things of that sort. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. That's, you know, that's father like son. Can I say that?
Well, the mother, if you feel comfortable with it, baby, that's up to you.
I'm just trying to be a woman of God. And see
but he came on.
Name,
he didn't want to know about the sin. Will he be punished for the things he's saying and doing? And that's what we're talking about today. Will we be punished for our sins? We had mothers that came on and gave their opinion of the card, first one that he read to us. So we thank you all for coming on. Thank him for coming on and trying to get a handle on it, what he should do and how he was feeling.
I appreciate you. I don't think he's sinning. I think he loves his mama's, you know, butt and breasts. I think that's the truth.
Yeah, well, that's good. Do we have anybody else on the line today that would like to say something on the topic, will we be punished for our sin? I'm only doing 30 minutes today. I usually do 45 per hour, but I put it for 30 today.
I think it's natural, you know, for children to see their parents nude and feel they want to be a part of them. I don't think it's, you know, they're young. It's natural.
I said they don't take it too far, because the penitentiary is running over with people that take things out of context and go too far. So you don't want that to happen with him.
Well, God bless you. You have a
wonderful
Mother's Day.
God bless you too, you and your husband. Thank you so much for coming on.
And I will have a good Mother's Day, right? I'm not going to have any bad luck on Mother's Day or any of that sort. I mean, now I'm all concerned.
Well, you have a happy Mother's Day. If we don't get to speak with you again, you have a wonderful Mother's Day.
Thank you so much. It's, again, Mrs. Dice. I feel you're beating around the bush. What do you really feel about my son's card,
ma'am? Addressed to you, not to us, but to you. So you say you didn't find any fault with it. So the husband is the one. Your husband is the one, and the father that didn't like the way it was written, and he came on the program. So the topic today is, will we be punished for our sin? And we thank God for this topic today, because God discipline us today. Over in Hebrews 12:7-11, God discipline is right and good, because it means we will share in his holiness. And God disciplines as a loving father. He disciplines us, you all, by both consequences and rebuke. His desire is always to bring us back to him, not to humiliate or hurt us. And that's what he's a loving God. He's a kind God.
I know that you're trying to move on, so I was just wondering before I hang up, can you give me a shout out? Hello to Miss Dice. Can you give me a shout out? Hello to Miss Dice and her son Andrew. I want to make sure that
we'll do
can you give me a shout out?
And Mrs. Dice, the couples that came on, and the father. We don't know his name. The father that came on from New York that was concerned about his son and the situation.
Hello to Miss Dice
and
her son Andrew. Yeah, just say hello, Miss Dice and her son Andrew, and I would love to hear that.
Okay, we just did. I just said hello to you and your son. It's going around the world, what I just say, baby.
I'm sorry. The connection's quite bad. I'm a fan, so, you know, I want people to hear hello, Miss Dice and her son Andrew.
Okay, they did.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just finished saying that everybody that tuned in and will come on the broadcast later, they're going to hear it.
Oh, okay. I'm hoping you'd say it again for me right now.
All righty. Well, for all those broadcast today. I am so glad that y'all tuned in today. And if any question, anything on the when will we be punished for our sin? If anybody that's on the line, I have a whole line of people. If you would like something, come on, hit one on your keypad, and I will gladly bring you in.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, that lady, is she still on, that lady who called in just now, the mom who's proud of her son's card? Is she there?
Yes, I'm still here. Hello? Yeah, I'm still here. How's it going, sir?
Yeah, that's not my, I think you confused her for my wife. That's not my wife. That lady's saying that she's proud of her.
Okay.
That lady, I think that lady is, I'm sorry to say this, is sick in the head. She's saying that she likes her son's vulgar Mother's Day card.
That's why I was trying to pinpoint.
How dare you say I'm sick in the head? How dare you? I love my son. I love what he writes. I don't mind if it's vulgar. He loves his mother. He loves his mother's ass and titties, and I don't mind.
That's how you talk, ass and titties, on this show?
I'm saying what my son says, okay? He's young. He don't know better, all right? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I'm talking about my son wrote something vulgar to my wife, his mother, and I'm trying to get advice, and you coming on this show, this wonderful show, and you're telling us that you are okay with this.
I'm fine with it. I think your judgment is going to be what God sees. Is your judgment around my son?
Well, I want to ask the host, what do you think of this lady who is okay with this, with her son's disgusting notes?
I didn't agree with that. And that, y'all forgive me, I thought you all was from the same household. But thank you for bringing that to all of our attention that's on this broadcast today. Because we all was under the impression from all across the country is on this call right now. They're thinking y'all two are from the same household, but I'm glad you came and clarified that, because we all don't like the card that your son to his mother. Now, I don't know if the lady who came on just a while ago, I don't know what her son wrote, but he may not have wrote what your son wrote. See,
what was that lady's name?
Miss Skite.
And what was
No, my name is Mrs. Dice.
And what's her son's name?
Anthony. What's your son's name?
Andrew. And I told you.
Andrew.
Miss Dice and
I'm asking the host, will you not interrupt? What's the lady's name and her son?
Okay, she said her son's name is Andrew.
Okay, and her name?
Tell him your name, dear.
My name is Miss Dice. I said I wanted a shout-out from you, Mrs. Dice.
Okay, we done give you 3 or 4 shout-outs, baby, but the man is trying to get some understanding from you, one of the callers that's on the line. You already got a shout-out. We're not trying to do publicity stunts on this. This is a God, Christian broadcast that we're doing. And we're trying to reach everybody all around the world with good topics. And we was able to help this gentleman that came on. And when you came on, we was under impression you and the father that came on was from the same household, but how we no different.
Can I ask you something, Joy and Peace? Is the show still on the computer, or did it stop?
I'm still on. I'm still on.
I don't know if I can hear. Oh, is it still running? Because I think it says it's on the computer. I don't know if it stopped on the computer.
Okay. Well, see, I was only doing 30 minutes today. I could go over a little bit. That's why I was supposed to close my broadcast.
Oh, because I like to listen back. I like to download it and listen back in the future. I want to make sure that this part is on so I could get all of this in.
Okay. What you do, go to the archives. After I'll hang up in a little while, It'll be a few minutes. They'll put it on, and then you can go back and tape it. You know, put it. You can listen to it for today.
Okay.
Uh huh. Because once I close off screen, they'll let me know that they'll have it ready in a few minutes, and that way you can go back and listen to it.
Oh, okay. All right. So
I think
you need to. You know, I'm offended and disgusted by Mrs. Dice and her son Andrew. And I think you need to close up the show and tell her how you feel.
Uh-huh. Well, I am going to close the show because I'm over my time. I got something else I got to go do. But I give God the praise for all of you all that came on today. And I hope every parent and grandparent that will listen to this broadcast today that really will go before God and have a conversation with God. Bring your children up in the abomination of God. We're living in the last and the evil days. Children are going astray. They're doing everything that they shouldn't be doing. And if they're not getting home training from the home right, they're taking everything that the children or their peers are saying outside and bringing it to the home, and y'all feel it's right. Y'all just is at fault as them. So you got to put a line, you got to draw a line. You are the parent, and they're the child. God allow you to bring them into the world, to teach them. That's what the words say, teach them, and they won't go astray. But if you're not teaching them the right thing, you tell them anything you say, go. Well, no, if they walk in there with a loaded gun and shoot you, you say, go ahead, you ain't going to do it, and they shoot you, what you going to do then? No, you got to tell them right from wrong. That's why we're talking about, will we be punished for our sin? We as an adult's going to be punished as well as the children if we don't repent. So closing off the show, I want to tell everybody thank you for coming to the show today. Thank you for changing my topic, but still in the topic. And do come back to the show again. We'll be on every Wednesday. And we are going to stick with...
What was the change topic today?
What was the what?
What's the change? What did we change the topic to?
Okay. On some of the things that, you know, the topic is will we be punished for our sin? Now, when you came on, you wanted to know, you know, the things with the card and stuff. Will your son be punished for the stuff he's saying and doing? Yes, if he don't repent, yes, sir. And that's in
and
line
how about,
with the.
What would you like to say to that mother who is okay with her son's vulgar cards?
I just finished telling her, and I know she was listening. I just finished saying everything, and she can go back to the archives and get it. But we're gonna close the program off today. Because I don't overstep
what would you like to
my
say,
time.
What would you like to say? Can you just give us a closing statement? Because I'm going to go back and listen to you because I love all your advice. Can you just
I'm
make a
statement? I'm learning so much right now. I'd love to hear a closing statement so I could listen back and really take it in.
Can you make a closing statement to all the mothers who allow vulgarity in their homes with their children and what they need to do to fix it?
Okay, well, thus far from what I'm looking at my my screen, the mothers and the grandmothers and great-grandmothers that's on this show today, they do discipline in their homes. They don't allow their children and grandchildren, no age, to come in and disrespect them. For all mothers, no matter what age, what color, what race, we are to respect one another. If your children can't respect you, how can you respect your children? If they're seeing you doing things wrong and you need to correct them, they can't get correction if you all the time into the mix of what they're doing with their little peers. So today, close it again. Their children need discipline today. The Bible speaks of that. Children need correction today. The Bible speaks of that. Children that are rebellions need to be dealt with today. So those three things, correction, rebellion, and discipline, that's what's needed today in all homes with all children, with all ages, as well as the parents. So,
can you do me a favor? I need you to say, take that Mother's Day card with that vulgarity and burn it.
I told you that when I first came on the line, when you read the card to all of us.
What did you say?
And the last one, too. But you are, we're fixing to leave the air, and I'm fixing to pray us out. Gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the broadcast we had today, Lord. We thank you for the Father that came on. I have someone else want to say something. Let me see. Hold on before I stop the prayer. Okay, go ahead. Call up from area code 346.
2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 3. Show that you are a letter from Christ, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. 2 Corinthians 3, 3. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye. Hope to see y'all next week. Love each one of you all. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.